Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Wednesday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine. And the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. Commentary by Father Anthony Carroll from Barcelona, Spain. They begged him to leave their district. Today we are given to contemplate a sad contrast. Contrast because we admire the power and divine majesty of Jesus Christ, to whom the demons submit voluntarily. This is a certain sign of the arrival of the kingdom of heaven. But at the same time, we deplore the narrowness and stinginess which the human heart is capable of when refusing the bearer of good news. The whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. And sad, because the true light, which enlightens everyone, came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. More contrast and more confusion when we pay attention to the fact that man is free, and this freedom has the power to halt God's infinite power. In other words, the infinite divine power can go as far as our powerful freedom allows. And this is so because God loves us mainly with a father's love. As a father, we should not be surprised that he is so respectful of our freedom. He does not impose his love upon us. He just proposes it to us. God, with infinite wisdom and goodness, providentially rules the universe while respecting our freedom, even when this freedom turns its back on him and does not want to accept his will. Contrary to what it may seem, he does not let the world out of his hands. God always brings everything to a good conclusion, despite all hindrances we can raise against him. In fact, these hindrances are, first of all, turning against us. However, with St. John Paul II's words, we can affirm, in front of human freedom, God has wanted to become powerless. And it can also be said that God pays for our freedom, the great gift given to man, a being created in his image and likeness. God pays. If we throw him out, he obeys and goes away. He pays, but we lose. On the other hand, we come out winning when we respond like the Virgin Mary. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word."